I just wanted to share some of the characteristics of really good teachers, coaches, people who can take you to the next level. I actually just finished a class of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and one of the people that I was rolling with for the night, I'd never actually trained with before. I'd not seen him before, and I said, "Oh, do you want to have a roll?" And he said, "Yep." And he wasn't dressed in a gi or anything like that, and I saw him talking with one of the teachers earlier, and it made me think, oh, maybe he's a new student and he hasn't rolled before. So I went in thinking, hey, this guy's going to be quite easy. He's not really going to know what he's doing. And, you know, I'll just roll with him and sort of get a feel for the level that he's at and then, you know, take it from there. So we started rolling for a little bit and he just kind of, you know, it was a bit of to-ing and fro-ing. And he was a bigger guy. Very quickly, he could have just used strength to overpower me. But it was almost like, you know, it was like a conversation almost. I was having a chance to try a move. He was having a chance to try a move, and we were kind of going backwards and forwards. And it wasn't until halfway through the particular round that I realized, hang on, this guy has rolled before, and he must have rolled quite a lot. He was nailing all of these little technical things as far as, you know, catching loose arms or loose legs or the way that he was positioning. And it was funny, when he got me in a position, you know, I was in side control, he had me in side control, and I went for an escape. And the first escape I went for, he kind of blocked, and I couldn't get it through. So I went and tried another one, and he blocked that one. And then I went for a third escape, and then I kind of got out, and it was quite an easy escape, or it wasn't like he was going strength or on strength. He kind of created a little bit of an opening that gave me the opportunity to go through. And then as the role progressed, I kind of noticed him doing that quite a lot. He would block certain moves, but then let certain moves through. And I realized towards the end of the grapple, I kind of said to him, I go, "You're not new to grappling, are you? You've been doing this for a while." And he said, "Yeah, well, I actually train over in New Zealand, and I'm just over here visiting a friend." And then I said, I really noticed that what you were doing was, it was like you were having this conversation. You know, you were giving me an opportunity, and then you'd have an opportunity. And when I went to do something that wasn't the correct escape, you would block that. Yet when I did the right thing, it's like you encouraged me by letting me have it. You know, you made a little bit of resistance, but then I was able to still break through and go for that move and that escape. And it got me thinking about coaching and what a coach actually does. And I think in business coaching, in all sorts of coaching, that's what the coach does. With their experience, with their breadth of knowledge, they know what has a high chance of success, what is likely to fly. In business, I do the same. You know, there's any number of things that a student could be doing online, but typically speaking, there's one or two things. If they just did that, it's going to get them to break through, and it's limiting all of those options to the ones that are going to give them the best chance for success. So a coach, a good coach, will block those ones that have the least likely chance of success, and then create opportunities or guide the person to make the right decision. And they make the choice. They choose the escape to go for, or the business to start, or the next project to work on. So it's their choice, but the guide or the coach ends up guiding them. That's not to say that they can't aggressively explode past a particular block or escape and still head that direction and still escape, but the coach will give them the ones that have got the best chance of success. Anyway, it was just a little bit of an insight and a breakthrough for me, just thinking about how coaching works and what I might do on a subconscious level, and bringing it with a different framework so you can kind of think about why you want to choose the coach that you work with, and what a good coach is about. A good coach isn't just about someone who's done it before. They also need to be able to teach that and pass that skill on, and they're two very different talents. Anyway, if you're looking for more tips like these, or maybe you're looking for some business coaching advice, head over to melbourneseoservices.com.